It's 12:23. You're listening to the Wintrust Business Lunch here on 720 WGN, sponsored by Wintrust, Chicago's bank. Bill Geiger is in the studio. Our conversations with Bill are sponsored by Geiger Wealth Management. Welcome back. Nice to see you again.
Good to be here, sir. Nice to see you.
So we're here to talk about retirement and people who have big, fat 401ks right now. But we're just talking off the air about the end of summer, the beginning of fall, you know, regrets, what you didn't do and all that. But you say you see kind of an uptick in phone calls at this time of year.
Oh, yeah. It's like we're all still in high school and we're enjoying the summer. We're putting off until September to get serious. And all of a sudden in September, people are calling like crazy to come in.
And so people think, well, this is the, I'm not going to be playing anymore. I'm going to try to get a little more serious about
it. Yeah, it's time to get serious.
And if we're going to take that calendar and apply it to people's lives, I mean, you can do that, right? Once we get into the Septembers of our lives, it's time to start planning for retirement in a different way.
No. That's not the September
of
our life.
No.
That's the midsummer.
Oh, okay. Once we get into the midsummer.
Yes,
that's right. You know, you chastise me when I look at my 401k every day, but it's kind of tempting.
Oh, sure.
And what was the statistic I saw from Fidelity? They've got 168,000 401k millionaires right now.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah. How many of those 401k millionaires will stay that way by retirement, do you think?
It kind of depends upon what happens to the market, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, back in 08, 401k millionaires became 401k half millionaires in a period of about 13 or 14 months.
And so if we're looking at our 401k now and we're looking at $1 million in there or 1.4 or whatever, what do we do with that?
Well, I'll tell you, if I could talk to these 160,000 or whatever Fidelity 401k millionaires, I would tell them this. You're getting closer to retirement. The last thing you want at this stage of your life to have is to have a big loss. 401k plans, Steve, are a blessing and a curse. The blessing is you get involved with them, and one day you look up, there's a lot of money there.
Right, right.
A whole lot of money. The curse part is that there's only two flavors of ice cream in a 401k. You've got risk, and you've got a money market. And what you don't want to do is become a 401k half millionaire, right? So what you do is you get in closer to retirement.
But you don't want to put it in the money market, right?
No, but here's the thing a lot of people don't know. At 59 and a half, you can take your 401k, roll it into an IRA outside of your employer, still continue participating, still making your deposits, still getting matches, but that $1 million or whatever it is now in an IRA, and you have a lot more flexibility in what you do there.
So then the value of taking it out and investing it elsewhere is that you've got more choices and better
ways. You have a lot more ability to decrease your risk, and probably even more important than that, you have the ability to start preparing to create the dependable, sustainable income that you're really going to need when those paychecks stop.
So you're starting to create the infrastructure that will be your retirement plan through retirement.
You know, you're 6-7 years out from retirement. You're 59 and a half. Maybe you got 6-7 years before you retire. You can create some really, really nice income in that time period.
Do people do that? I mean, how many people do that?
We do that every day. All the time.
But, I mean, do you think most people who are 59 and a half realize that they can make that switch?
No.
Yeah.
Most people don't even know that that's a possibility, that's a capability. No.
What do you lose by doing that? I mean, you're not compounding as quickly, I guess, in the 401k if you take a big chunk out.
No, that's not true.
Okay.
You're still participating in your 401k. You're still making contributions. You're still getting matches if your employer matches. But you can be compounding just as fast
or
even
compounding
better
elsewhere
in your IRA.
And tell me then, what sort of vehicles or how do you set that up? What do we do?
Well, most people, as we mentioned, their 401k, they're basically all growth. And that's been fun.
it's been a lot of fun, Bill. Well, it's been fun lately.
But if you're 6-7 years out, what you want to do is you want to take some of that growth money and you want to move it over into the income column. Because if you do that now, you've got the time that you can. I sat down with a couple the other day. They set up the income side of their portfolio. In 7 years, they're going to be receiving $75,000 a year just from their income side of their portfolio. you add their Social Securities and a small pension, they're up to $150,000 a year.
And so that's the switch we're talking about, to go from growth where there's much more risk to building something that's income where you know something's coming
in. A portion of that growth you take off, you put to the side. You know, I know you're going to talk about this in a moment. Anybody that's out there listening, for the next five callers, on a complimentary basis, we're going to show people how to do this. We're going to put together a full-blown retirement plan for them. They just have to have $500,000 or greater in their portfolio. And they can call us, and we'll help them do this.
Bill Geiger, nice to see you again.
Good to see you,
sir. We'll do it again soon.